From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. We will listen to the lovely hymn, Alas, and Did My Saviour Bleed, in just a moment, after we read from John chapter 1, the verses 9 to 14. Just to give you a moment to turn up those verses, may I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock, when we will be continuing our study of the life and times of Elijah the prophet, and also reading the final extract from the book I am giving away free to any listener who requests it, The Development of the Antichrist by Andrew Bonner. Quite a few listeners have contacted me for a copy. Be sure to send in your request. Now let's read from John chapter 1, the verses 9 to 14. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen, and God will add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Here's the SMS Singers of Greenville, South Carolina, singing the hymn, Alas, and Did My Saviour Bleed.
Savior bleed, and did my
Our subject this morning is Christ Unknown and Unwelcome. We're looking at John chapter 1, the verses 9 to 14. Nothing can be more sad than to read of the reception the Lord Jesus received amongst men. Let me state very clearly that the reception Christ received when he presented himself to Israel has been repeated in every country to which the gospel has been preached. Most certainly these verses may be applied to Ireland. How many bow their knee in professed worship of Christ on the Lord's Day, and then use his name as a curse and a swear word 1,000 times throughout the rest of the week? No, these words are true of us here, as they are of every other nation. Consider with me, first of all, that men are guilty of not knowing Christ. The word know means to perceive, to understand. Christ was in the world long before he was born of the Virgin Mary. He created the world. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3 reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." The creation around us is the Lord's signature. His presence is manifested in the work of his hands. God may be known from his creation, his power, his wisdom, his goodness. All this may be known of God from the work of his hands. Creation cannot tell us the way of salvation for sinful man. We need a special revelation of God's will on that matter. But the point is that much may be known of God from his creation. Does man understand? No. Rather, he bends his mind to devise a means of explaining away the works of God by his various and contradictory notions about evolution. He refuses to recognize a creator. In most classrooms, children are taught that the creation is the result of an inexplicable sequence of events. It is considered wrong to teach that God is the author of all things. This is the true nature of the welcome given to Christ in this world. This is the evidence of the depraved heart of man that is set against the knowledge of God. But see in these verses here that men are guilty of rejecting Christ. Not only did they not know him, refused the knowledge of him, refused to heed him when he told them who he was, they went on then to reject him. Christ manifested his glory before men in his words. Luke chapter 4, the verse 22, we read of the reaction of some who heard him speak. "And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth." And again, in John chapter 7 and the verse 46, men sent to arrest Christ were unable to do so. Why? Their answer was, "Never man spake like this man." The very words of Christ indicated that he was God. But his glory was also manifested in his works. Peter said this in his sermon on the day of Pentecost. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." So there could be no denying the manifesting of the power and glory, the divinity of the Lord Jesus, by the works that he wrought amongst men. Man's response to all this was to reject Christ. Peter went on in that sermon on the day of Pentecost to say this, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Acts chapter 2, verse 23. This wickedness has been repeated in every country. Country after country, generation after generation, has done to Christ what was done to him by Israel long ago. It's happening at this very minute. There are those listening to me who know in truth who Jesus is, and they know what it is they should do in response to the gospel message. But they are striving, even now, to reject that knowledge and to refuse Christ as Saviour. Let me note with you finally the blessings that belong to those who receive Christ. Receiving Christ or believing in him results in the right to become a child of God. The word power means authority. The person who believes in Christ has God's authority to call themselves his children. Many claim this right simply on the basis of baptism, but such a claim has no biblical warrant. Here is the basis upon which a person may claim to be a child of God. When you receive Christ, when you believe on Christ, then you have God's authority to call yourself a child of God. Receiving Christ or believing in him is evidence of a new birth, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 13. Please note carefully that this new birth is said not to be of three things. It's not of blood or of family. Just because Dad was a Christian, it doesn't make you a Christian. It's not of the flesh or of human initiative. It's not in man to make himself a Christian. It's not of the will of man or of the efforts and actions of others, be they minister or priest, on our behalf. No, the whole wonderful change has been of the will of God. As the prophet Jonah said so long ago, salvation is of the Lord. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. The challenge for you today is that which faced those to whom Christ came 2,000 years ago. Will you receive him as your Saviour by believing in his word and trusting in his mercy and grace? Oh, dear listener, call on him now for salvation. God bless you. Join with me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.